Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern. Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Tuesday here on the show. You know what that means? Got a lot to talk about here today. Obviously, we've got all of these shows. We have AEW Big Business coming up tomorrow. We have NXT coming up tonight. We got lineups for SmackDown and Raw next week. A lot going on there as we head to WrestleMania. Raw last night was, in fact, building up to WrestleMania. We got new matches for once, one of which is the challenger for Gunther's Intercontinental title. We know who that's going to be. We know what's going on with the tag team titles. They're going to have a six-pack ladder match, something of that nature. And tournament matches coming. Got updates on ratings. SmackDown numbers, which did very, very well. Collision, as well as Rampage. We've got SummerSlam coming to Cleveland this year. And, of course, we've got the latest on Vince McMahon. We now know who corporate officers 1, 2, 3, and 4 were in the Janelle Grant lawsuit, and we'll tell you who they are and honestly what this means right now, which is not a lot, but it is an important part of the story. So we'll tell you about that here on the program today and plenty more. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. You can also find me on Threads, Instagram, and Cameo at F4W Online. And the Twitter handle is at Brian Alvarez. Mike Sempervivi is going to join us after the break, get his thoughts on everything, and back in a moment with more Observer Live.
You get a shiver in the dark.
Tax talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a new Samsung Galaxy A15 for just $99. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Good talk.
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. In-store activation on single Silver Unlimited plan or higher required. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on the driver who treats the highway like a racetrack and the shoulder like a passing lane. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California, subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving, generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Before we get into Vince, the cause of Yutaka Yoshie's death has been revealed. Passed away Sunday following an All Japan match in Takasaki City. His condition is said to have, quote, suddenly deteriorated. He passed away, 50 years old. An article published by Tokyo Sports on Tuesday, Yoshie's family revealed his death was due to arteriosclerosis, narrowing of the arteries that carry oxygen and nutrients from the heart to the rest of the body. The bereaved family explained the cause of death was due to arteriosclerosis, said it is not caused by a professional wrestling match, so please don't worry about it. That's what they said. And it's essentially a heart attack is what happened. So that's essentially what people had figured going in. There was not an injury during the match. Just narrowing, hardening of the arteries. I mean, it can happen at any time. So that is the update there. And Tetsumi Fujinami was quoted. He said, I'm shocked. He was out at my house. He was a friend. I never dreamed I would hear such news. May your soul rest in peace from the bottom of my heart. So that's the update on Yoshie. And I don't know if you have anything to add. I know you did a show on this yesterday. But that is the cause of death.
No, sir. Just not a whole lot to add other than it is so sad to lose somebody that young.
Well, we've got to talk about Vince. Here's the latest. Identities of several WWE corporate officers listed in Janelle Grant's lawsuit against Vince McMahon, John Laurinaitis, and WWE have been revealed. WWE President Nick Khan has been identified as corporate officer number one in the suit. Company COO Brad Bloom is the employee referred to as corporate officer number two. Corporate officer number three listed in the suit has been identified as Stephanie McMahon. Corporate officer number four listed in the suit has been revealed to be former head of the WWE legal department, Brian Nurse. So these names came out yesterday. And what does this mean? Well, I went back and read a lot of the lawsuit yesterday because I want to be very clear about all of this. I think what is abundantly clear here is that all four of these people, well, Nick Khan, I think all four of them were aware that Vince was having a relationship with Janelle Grant. Did any of them know that he was raping or sexually trafficking Janelle Grant? There is nothing in the suit that I would say is evidence that they did. Maybe they did, maybe they didn't. But Stephanie, for example, I mean, for weeks now, probably longer, people have been talking about Triple H. Triple H must have known all of this. Stephanie had to know all of this. How could Stephanie know and not tell Triple H? Well, if you read the lawsuit, knowing that Stephanie McMahon is corporate officer number 3, there are literally two sentences in the entire lawsuit about Stephanie McMahon. One of them is that Stephanie invited Janelle Grant to sit next to her in a meeting. And the other is that Janelle Grant believes that Stephanie McMahon knew about she may have known of other instances of her father engaging in inappropriate sexual conduct. Okay. Now, yeah, I guess it's new information that Stephanie is corporate officer number 3, but obviously Stephanie McMahon knew that her father had been involved in inappropriate sexual conduct. Vince McMahon himself had talked about this in interviews. Vince McMahon had talked about this under oath. Like, everybody knew that. But did she know that he was raping and sexually trafficking Janelle Grant? We don't know that. We don't know that about any of the individuals whose names came out. So that's what's next. That's what we need to find out. And right now, we don't know those answers. So,
a lot of these questions are going to be directed at Nick Khan. The front office sports article that came out yesterday, which is written by Tim Marshman of, he was formerly of Vice, and in conjunction with John Pollock and Brandon Thurston from Post and WrestleNomics, they listed all four of the folks. And when it comes to Nick Khan, there are two very specific paragraphs in the lawsuit, and they go like this. Following Ms. Grant's messages to McMahon on March 9th, 2021, McMahon summoned Ms. Grant to his condo that evening for a conversation during which McMahon confirmed that WWE Corporate Officer 1, Nick Khan, indeed knew exactly who she was, as McMahon had privately met with corporate officer number 1 and number 2, which would be Bloom, and advised these individuals of McMahon's connection to Miss Grant. In section 246, right underneath that, McMahon continued this conversation by detailing to Miss Grant that they had expressed concern but were ultimately supportive. McMahon also advised Miss Grant that one or both of the corporate officers inquired whether Miss Grant could be trusted, and that McMahon offered assurances that Miss Grant would not do something to hurt WWE. Now, those two specific points WWE responded to by saying that they take the allegations very seriously, but that neither Nick Khan nor Brad Bloom, prior to the lawsuit being filed, were aware of any allegation that Miss Grant that she was the victim of abuse or unwanted physical contact, and then went on to say that neither one of them, prior to the lawsuit being filed, again, this never happened, is essentially what they're saying. These conversations, at least according to a WWE sports spokesperson, they are saying that they never happened. So really, when it comes to Nick Khan, a lot of it, he has spoken about this. So now it's just kind of putting the timeline together and really being able to question him to figure out exactly when conversations took place. And as an example, did this one actually happen? So I guess that's going to come out here in the wash relatively soon. You know, I would assume the further this thing goes, but you know, Khan seems to be, he's the one out of anybody here, and obviously Stephanie as well, too. But since he's there, you know, in the public, one of the public faces of that company, he, to me, has got some more things that he needs to answer to and some more things that, you know, people have questions about as far as the timeline goes.
Sure, everyone does. All four of these people. I don't know what we're going to get at anybody, but I want to also mention Brock, because yesterday the story came out, we talked about it on Observer Radio, that he was, I guess, what was it, back on the roster page? Like he'd been removed and was put back on?
Yeah.
And then, you know, yesterday, I guess it came out that he was never off the actual roster page, so he was not put back on the roster page. So I don't know what's going on with the roster page, but I can tell you this for sure. Forget the roster page. There were a lot of things involving Brock Lesnar that after this whole thing came out, ties, cut ties. You know, obviously one of the more obvious ones was, you know, they were going to do the Gunther-Brock Lesnar match. That is off the table, as was made clear yesterday. And also, I believe that Brock is out of the video game. I can't confirm that because I've never played this video game, but I believe that is the case, that he's no longer in the video game. And there were other things involving Brock Lesnar as well. They were, you know, Brock was out, okay? Whether he was removed from the roster page or not, they stopped doing a number of things involving Brock. Well, in the last few days, which ties into the story of him being returned to the roster page, even though he was not, there have been moves regarding Brock Lesnar, which if you listened to the show last night with Dave, everything we talked about accurate other than the roster page. There are movements to bring him back. So we can talk more about that after the break. Observer Live.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. I should add regarding Brock, I'm not saying he's going to be back. I have no idea if he's going to be back. I wouldn't bring him back, but I can tell you that there have been inquiries made. And what that means, we will wait and see. But it seems like a bad idea to me, put it that way.
If you're looking at this under the TKO umbrella, I mean, look at what they deal with on the UFC side of things. Look at what Dana White did. Look at what Sean Strickland says every time he opens up his mouth. You know, there needs to be probably more of a pushback, a collective pushback, and it's probably going to have to be more than just the online wrestling fans and the folks listening to this show. It's going to probably have to be a lot more concentrated, I believe, and have a bigger concentrated response back if Brock Lesnar comes back, because otherwise, if they're looking at this as the bottom line and they're looking at it as things have blown over and we're going to bring this guy back, even though we haven't even gotten anything, you know, further, you know, really, since this whole thing broke. I mean, maybe that's just how they're looking at it, is, well, we deal with this all the time on the
Well, you know, here's another one.
Blow over.
Here's another one. We don't know. Maybe nothing has changed whatsoever, and they just decided, yeah, time has passed.
Yeah.
Let's bring the guy back. That could be. Maybe more information has come out that they are aware of, where they've decided, you know what? You know, he's I don't know. That's the whole thing with this lawsuit. It's like the crux of all of it is there's so much we don't know. And more needs to come out before we can make declarative statements about a lot of things. This is a very, very serious legal issue. And, you know, my gut says, you know, whatever. That's not going to fly. What do we know? What do we have proof of? I mean, you know, we have proof of that Vince is a horrible person. We've got his text messages. We've got a huge chain of evidence regarding Vince McMahon and also John Laurinaitis. Beyond that, right now, we don't. And I know that, you know, everybody has their gut feeling about a lot of things. I do as well. But what do we know? What do we have proof of? That's where we're at right now.
And a lot more
needs to come out.
Yes, and there's a lot of really good reporters and really good journalists doing things, whether it be, you know, Pollock and Marchand and Thurston or the Wall Street Journal folks. A lot of people are digging in because you look back at things that may drive in and may tie into this. Remember when Stephanie left? Remember when Stephanie all of a sudden got buried? Then all of a sudden when Stephanie came back because Vince was out, and then all of a sudden this woman who's doing a horrible job is now the CEO. All of these things, and there's so many other sub-stories that come off of it that I know people are doing boots-on-the-ground journalism for. So, again, this is a tough story because it's an awful, awful story. But there is a level, and I understand people's really getting upset and frustrated about it, but there is a level here where things hopefully all come out in. Again, if this woman is not looking to settle, then we are going to find out a whole lot. If she's willing to take this and other people are willing to take this all the way to the end without a settlement so things get hidden again, we're going to find out a lot more. And I have faith in the same way that we're seeing things come out. It may not be all the time every day like we want it to, but just like yesterday, the news coming out about officially, these are the four folks who they are talking about, to throw out any thought that maybe one was Paul Levesque or maybe somebody was this person. It came out. So, again, I have a lot of faith in the journalists that are doing the work on this story, and hopefully they're able to uncover more and connect more dots.
Also yesterday, In an unrelated note, TMZ reported that Miro and CJ are separating. And she confirmed the separation, said, Miro and I have made a difficult decision to separate after many wonderful years together. Decided to move on as friends, hopefully on-screen characters somewhere down the road. According to the report, the two separated in the fall, but neither have filed for divorce. And, you know, when this came out, this isn't, like, a groundbreaking story or anything like that, but when this story came out, I suddenly remembered that months and months ago, I had messaged somebody that that knew them, and I had asked, like, are they having problems? Like, what's going on here? And I totally forgotten that I asked, and the person said, I don't know, I'll if I hear anything. But the reason I asked was because, remember when Miro came back to AEW? And we can forget about most of the storyline they were involved in. But when he first came back, the storyline was that he had lost his God and he had lost his wife. And I just remember being really weird, like, you lost your wife? Like, what are you talking about? This doesn't, I mean, there's nothing in storyline or whatever. She hadn't even signed yet or anything, if I recall. It was just like his character came back and was talking about how he had lost his wife and he had lost his God. And I just thought it was really weird. And this was around that time. So, whole thing is just bizarre. But, I mean, we'll see. We'll see what happens in terms of both of them with AEW, because they say they're friends and they had an angle going, and they both haven't been seen in a while for various reasons.
As human beings, I wish them the best. As characters on TV, no offense to Lana / CJ Perry, I don't know if I'll miss her. With Miro, boy, I'd like to see something happen with this guy, whether it be in AEW or release him if he doesn't want to be there. At some point, you know, You bring a horse to the water. If he's not going to drink, shoot it and make glue somehow. Make him buy himself out of his contract. Let him go back to WWE. But in the time where he's actually been involved in something good, Rusev / Miro has always been good. So I'd like to see that guy back as a wrestling fan.
All right, we got big business coming up tomorrow. Actually, we got NXT tonight, which I bring up because they just added the appearance of Trick Williams to the show tonight. We've got Obafemi versus Brooks Jensen for the North American title. Sean Spears versus Ridge Holland. Gigi Dolan versus Ariana Grace stipulation. If Ariana wins, she gets to give Gigi a makeover. Make a lady out of her, I believe is what she said. We got OTM versus the LWO, which actually should be an interesting match because Joaquin and Cruz del Toro are awesome. And Bronco and Lucian Price, you know, they're pretty green. It's the kind of match we get out of them. And Thea Hale and her mystery partner face Kiana James and Izzy Dame. Yeah. Then we've got big business tomorrow. They have announced Samoa Joe versus Wardlow, AEW World title. Darby Allin versus Jay White. The Elite will be facing Eddie Kingston, Pac, and Penta. And that's the Young Bucks and Okada. Hook and Chris Jericho versus the Gates of Agony, which has been set up on television. And Willow Nightingale versus Riho. The other two things, hopefully we get brackets for this tournament, which begins on Saturday. If you recall, they once had that, the hell was the name of that tournament? The Blind Eliminator Tournament. Remember that?
Yes.
And we had a Blind Eliminator Tournament where they started the tournament, but we still had no brackets. They were just doing matches. We had no idea what was going on. I pray we have brackets on Wednesday. And also, allegedly, presumably, I don't have any evidence it's not going to happen. Or actually, at this point, even that it will, the debut of Mercedes Moné is expected to take place tomorrow. They've got 7,500 tickets out. And aside from, like, those dollar signs on the graphic, we've had no clues. And, you know, people have I've noticed people going, why are you all over this? Like, you know, CM Punk, I mean, people didn't know either, but they all knew. Guys, do you forget all of the Easter eggs we had regarding CM Punk? It wasn't just they were going to have a show in Chicago. I mean, we had people doing his catchphrases. We had people doing his move. I mean, you knew the day of the show. The only thing they've done for Mercedes is, I believe, what's her name? Anyway, someone did a promo and mentioned being the boss. And there's been dollar signs on the graphic. That's it. And honestly, given the thing is called big business, there should be dollar signs. I mean, you don't necessarily, it was Serena Deeb. You don't necessarily have to tie that into Mercedes, but I mean, they have done virtually no hints about Mercedes debuting tomorrow. So,
well, at least they sold the tickets. You know, the TD Garden's a huge building. It's a 20,000-seat building. It's where the Bruins and Celtics play and everything. And I don't know what they originally had it set up for. It's currently set up now for about $8,250, and they have all but about 700 tickets sold. So they did, you know, they are going to get a good-sized crowd there, that's for sure. But again, you know, the thing with Punk, too, and Punk in Chicago, it's peanut butter and jelly sort of thing. And, I mean, I hate to say this, and I don't mean to discount Mercedes, but, you know, it's been said before. Punk is a much bigger star than Mercedes Moné is, especially at the times that they're coming into their collective, to their organization. I mean, to me, it's not, you know, a crazy comparison, but it's kind of apples and oranges. It really is.
And not only that, I mean, if you've been watching WWE, I mean, God, that Bayley promo on SmackDown, if you didn't know that Mercedes was going to Dynamite, how could you watch that and not think that Sasha Banks was going to show up and help Bayley? It was all very weird, but that is tomorrow, and we got more after the break. Observer Live.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on the driver who treats the highway like a racetrack and the shoulder like a passing lane. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California. Subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving, generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Get the one and done you want for your dog's monthly protection.
NexGard Plus, efoxaconazole, moxidectin, and pyrantel chewable tablets. Protects against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. All in one delicious beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus Chews.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervive, also of WrestlingObserver.com. A couple of ratings notes. SmackDown did a big number, as one would expect, by holding off The Rock and Roman Reigns until the end of the show. 2.439 million viewers. A .69 in 18 to 49. 2.8 million viewers for the segment with The Rock and Roman Reigns. They did like, remember that right prior to them actually doing the interview when they had 15 minutes of nothing but ring entrances? It was like 2.6 million viewers for nothing but ring entrances. And and 2.8 million for the actual segment. And like a .82 in 18 to 49, over a million viewers in 18 to 49 for that Rock segment. So that guy is something else, lighting the show on fire. So that did very well. And then Rampage and Collision. Rampage, I would say, largely normal, 364,000.13. But this Collision number was not good. There was no WWE competition. I don't believe there was any sports competition. The show did 427,000 and a .13. This was the first time ever when they didn't have a WWE pay-per-view that they did not beat Rampage in 18 to 49. And the key is, I mean, we talked about the attendance. Like, the attendance was bad. They didn't have a card until the day of the show, you know. 2,100, I believe, was the attendance. But the show aired on Saturday, and they did announce things on, you know, Dynamite. They mentioned Okada. Kazuchika Okada is going to debut his first ever AEW contracted television match with the Young Bucks in a six-man. It's happening on Saturday night, and they did 427,000 viewers in a .13. So this is not good. And I liked the show. I thought it was the best, like, in terms of matches and star power and everything. I thought it was the best Collision in a long time, but people didn't watch the show. So at least we've got tomorrow. I think tomorrow's going to do pretty well. I don't think it's going to do, you know, a million or anything like that, but I think, you know, they got 7,500 people, and I think that they'll probably do, what do you think? I say 850.
Yeah, you know what? Because last week was the last week that's been under 800,000. I'll say around 840. I'll go ahead and say 840 for that. Probably. And let's see what the peak is. That's going to be interesting, too, to see where she gets put. And if they put it towards the end of the show, you know, do we see, you know, or the top of the hour, do we see a gigantic spike, you know, pushing a million or well over 900,000? That'll be interesting to see. But back to SmackDown for a second, because you just got back from Hawaii, and I got to ask you, do you have the mana in you?
No.
No?
Mm.
Sorry.
It's pretty lame here. Mm. So they announced it, SummerSlam 2024.
You're just jealous you can't get a 20-minute promo like The Rock can.
Are you kidding me? You want to wind me up?
Hey, look, I've heard you.
What do you want to talk about, that Maxine thing? I could go for an hour on that one. Do not wind me up on that one. Do not wind me up.
Ugh, it was terrible.
Imagine waking up this morning and deciding, today I will defend that segment. Because that's what I got today.
Yeah.
And then,
no names in particular.
And then, you know, they brought up, oh, you love Christian. But I was like, who? I didn't mention Christian's name one time on the show last night when I buried this segment. Not one time did I mention it. And listen, I don't want to do this. Yeah, but. You know what's funny, though?
What?
I totally got off what I was talking about. So they did this segment last night. I can talk about it more later if you really want me to. But what happened was tiny little pixie. Like, her gimmick is she is a pixie. Tiny little Candice LeRae bulls Maxine into the corner, who is legit. She's got to be like 5'8". She looked 7 feet tall next to Candice.
By the way, last time we saw character development that had anything to do with Candice LeRae, she was at her house with Johnny Gargano being a mother figure to Indy Hartwell.
Yeah, well,
Remember she's
had a change of heart.
Yeah.
So, you know, people change, Cody said. So anyway, she bulls her into the corner, and she cuts this promo on her about how she sucks, and, you know, the internet thinks you suck. Well, imagine what the women in the locker room say about you. And then she says, oh, you're going to cry? Well, it's a good thing your dead brother isn't here to see what an embarrassment you've become.
What was that? What?
And Maxine goes, I'm not doing this. And she goes to walk out, and Indy gives her a boot. A boot. She goes, bonk. Maxine falls down and she just lays there. Candice goes, cover. And she got pinned with a boot.
So now Indy's Luchasaurus were Candice's Christian. And here's the thing.
Well, hold on.
Go ahead.
You told me you'd go 20 minutes. Okay. Let's disregard the dead brother part for a second, okay? Taking that out, every last single bit of this absolutely sucked. Why did Candice tell her she's not taking that?
She's not taking
what
that
is it?
Move.
It's a work. She's not taking that move. And then, you know, somebody else noted to me. It's like I had to watch it three times to hear what she actually said because there was no microphone. So imagine, forget being in the cheap seats. Imagine being in the front row. All you know is in the middle of this match, Candice just decided to stop working and she chewed out Maxine in the corner. You don't know what she said. You don't know why. Whatever. Okay, so now let's talk about the line about the dead brother. You know, it's bad enough when Charlotte Flair mentioned the death of Reed Flair, because if you followed wrestling even a little bit, you knew that Ric Flair's son died. But I listened to this and I thought, what? Maxine has a dead brother? What are you talking about? I do this for a living. I had no idea what she was talking about.
No.
So then I had to find out, okay, well, what happened with the brother? And then I find the story out that he had a genetic disease. It caused part of his body to be paralyzed. He was prone to seizures. And so you can't drive. And so anywhere he wanted to go, somebody had to drive him. And one night he got a lift. And the lift got into a horrible accident, and he was killed. That's what happened. And horrible story. It's a horrible story that nobody knew, that just came off so mean-spirited. And then, you know, I was brought up today. I didn't even mention Christian, but it was brought up today. Well, how come you don't get on Christian for this? And it's like,
you want me to take that one?
You could take this one.
I mean, I can. Look, I'm not defending Christian. And when he said it to Daniel Garcia only a couple weeks ago, it showed how long in the tooth that whole deal about your father being dead is. But Christian was a manipulator in storyline. We all know Buddy Wayne. We all know the Nick Wayne story. Buddy was a worker. We all know this story leading in. And he took advantage in storyline of a confused kid that, you know, needed some support. He was just killed a couple weeks before that by Swerve Strickland, you know, like this dude. And so he manipulated that. Now, is it a great story? I'm not saying that it is, but it fit into what was going on and it fit into Christian as a personality. Again, not defending it. So how does that relate? Why should somebody, if we complain about this, with this out of nowhere, with everything you just said, go, well, what do you think about Christian? One, it's not the same. It may be in the same vein, but it's not exactly the same because there was all of this other backstory that led into it. And two, Do two wrongs make a right? If you think the Christian thing is garbage, then why are you trying to defend what WWE did last night out of nowhere with this one? But
we'll and you know, see. The other thing, too, is I'll be honest here because I'm an honest guy. When I was asked about why don't you hate the Christian stuff as much as you hate the Candace stuff, the answer, honest to God, is I don't know. All I know is I don't know how he does it, okay? But Christian has a way of delivering these lines where it's just, I don't know what he does. But he says it, and it's just like, oh, what an idiot. That's your first thought.
He's a great like, slimy pro
what an
wrestler.
Idiot to yeah. say something so stupid. And the delivery, there's something about the way he says it where it's like you're watching like a movie or something.
Yeah.
Whereas when Candace is out there just saying, it's a good thing you're dead, there's a way that she said it was just like, God, this place is slimy.
That's high school. It's like high school bully style.
I don't know what it is, but it's Michael Booble, who actually, the way I say his name is actually incorrect. But he says sometimes it's not what you say, it's how you say it.
And who is saying
it? And that
it?
Is true. And if you who honestly, if you honestly, honestly, forget your stupid tribalism and whatever, wherever you work or whatever. If you honestly watch the Christian promos when he does this, and you watch the Candace promo, you will see it. You will, if you watch it. But anyway. Mm. And the other thing is, like, forget the brother. Forget we couldn't hear what she said. Forget the fans couldn't hear what she said. Forget nobody knows what's going on. What they're doing is they're turning this into a storyline based on that thing on Twitter for like 24 hours when that video showed up of a fan. One nerd told Maxine that she sucked, and it blew up into this big defend Maxine thing on the internet. And it was just like, now that's a storyline. How many people do you think watched Raw last night? 1.8 million viewers?
About that.
How many do you think were living and dying by that Maxine thing on the internet that won 24 hours? The vast majority had no idea what happened. Zero. It's just like, God, we're really going to waste our time with this on national television? One guy who was a jerk.
Like, the whole thing is, Brian, okay, if you want to use that, okay, fine, but why not then just take her botches that she's had, take the internet reaction to her, and leave it there with that, with Candace going, I can't even get taken seriously, and I got to deal with you, and say that as she's backing her into the corner, as opposed to, and you know what, you know, this is, you're peeing all over your dead brother's grave, or, you know, it just... Why did it have to go launching into that? And then you go, well, you know, somebody that's going to defend it is going to be, well, you got to see the story play itself out and all that sort of stuff. But again, really? Do we? I guess
we'll
find
out. You know what else is funny about it? It's also just so dumb. It's like Candace says, you think the internet hates you. You should hear what the women in the back say about you. Okay. So is this storyline that all of the women think that Maxine sucks? So if that's the actual storyline here, why is Michael Cole on commentary talking about, my God, she is proving she belongs in this match?
What a bitch.
It's like,
Becky
is she
Lynch
good or is she not? Like, what am I supposed to believe as a viewer here? Is she good or is she not? I don't know.
Man, Raquel must God. Be. They're all terrible people, I guess. Hmm.
Back in a moment. Observer Live.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I knew it would happen after that.
Uh-oh. What?
Oh, Booker of the Year, Triple H! Hey, listen. Every booker, every single one of them, books something stupid at some point during the year. Last single one of them, okay? Back. If you don't like the promotion and you want to cherry-pick that one stupid thing and say that person's a terrible booker, of course you can, okay? But the rest of the show, hey, a lot of good stuff on the show. We had an excellent gauntlet match. Sami Zayn was awesome in that match. He won. He's going on to face Gunther at WrestleMania. It's exactly what you figured was going to happen, and it's what happened. Didn't do something stupid. He's probably going, and I'd say 99% certainty he's beating Gunther for that title. He had what do they call it? Six-pack something or other. They've got a bunch of teams are going to be facing the Judgment Day in ladder match to get him on the show at WrestleMania.
And apparently it's Tozawa and Otis as the team that is going to try to get in
there. Oh, my God.
Chad Gable is going to be open, it sounds like, for Mania. It'll be interesting to see what they end up doing with him, because if you believe that Brock Lesnar is actually going to come back, I mean, is that a situation that you put Chad Gable in and you have those two wrestle? I don't know.
I don't know. We're going to find out. We still got a lot of matches still to add for WrestleMania. And we are, what's March 12th? Got 3 weeks left, something like that?
Yeah, at least we got eight at least so far. I don't know how many officially are said, but at least we got, they're starting to come together here. But yeah, hopefully they get on this a lot more soon. Let Jimmy answer Jay and let's get it going.
We're out of time, everybody. I want to thank you all for listening today. I'll be back later tonight. The Brian, Vinny, Granny, Craig, and Sean show. It'll be WWE or WWF Wrestling Challenge. Season 1, Episode 2 from, I believe, 1980. I think 6, maybe 87.
86.
86, so check that out tonight. You do not have to watch the Billy Jack Haynes match. We decided that one can be axed. But anyway, that's it. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.